But, you know, if you're looking to become a leader, like we're having this spiritual leadership class coming up, if you're looking to be a leader, know that being idle is not a quality of leadership.
Right.
You got to be in this church doing the work.
Yep.
You know, if you want me to think that you're a leader, well, you got to act like one.
Right.
Not just, you know, in the church, but also in your home. You know, it's very evident, you know, when people are having problems in their lives and, you know, you should, as a leader, you should get your house in order also.
Yeah,
you know, you better be someone worth following.
Yeah.
If you can't get your wife and kids to follow you to do something, then how are you going to get a whole church to follow you if you want to be a pastor someday?
Yeah.
Or if you want to be an evangelist that goes and preaches in different places around the world, or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe you just want to be a deacon. Well, you got to be qualified.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a difference between people that are permanently in leadership, you know, that are called into the leadership, maybe someone that's like an evangelist, right? I believe an evangelist is someone who goes and just preaches the gospel and gets people saved. That's their job.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, you're not an evangelist to go and make your own dinosaur land or, you know, stuff like that. You know, because Kent Hovind hasn't been an evangelist at the church that he's been to. He like acts like it's a permanent appointment or something. Like when he disqualified himself when he got divorced. You know, people call him pastor. You know, he disqualified himself by doing a lot of different things, at least teaching that marriage, you know, about marriage and obviously he's been married 3 times now. So that's not somebody I'd want to look forward, you know, who I'd look to be a leader, you know, and how's he an evangelist still? You know, he just kind of does his own thing. He has his own parachurch organization. And I'm not saying he's not saved. Some people think he is. Some people don't think he is. Whatever. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes. But when it's hard to tell, then usually that's a sign that they might not be. But people could be super wicked and still be saved. So, I mean, it is what it is. But the thing is that you're not going to be promoted just by, you know, you're not going to be promoted into a position of leadership by just God. You also got to be promoted by the people within the congregation. You notice that the congregation had to, they're the ones they put their hands on them, they prayed for them, they sent them out. So it's got to be God, the people in the church, and then those are the people that send you out. But you know, the thing is, God is the one that promotes people. Turn to Psalm chapter 75, verse number 6. Psalm chapter 75. And verse number 6, the Bible says this in Psalm 75, verse 6, it says, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." So God is able to put people down, and he's also able to set up someone else to take their place, like we saw in the life of King Saul. You know, King Saul was promoted by the Lord to be the first king of Israel. And then when he kept messing up and he kept screwing up, God said, you know what, I'm going to ordain somebody else to be the next king. And they anointed David with oil, and then Saul tried to kill him. But, you know, Saul was saved. But see, God put him down. Eventually, why did God kill Saul? Because he went to the witch. You know, he went to the witch of Endor. And, you know, that was the final straw with God. You know, it wasn't just that it was because he was disobeying what God told him to do in the leadership aspect, but it was also because he went and saw a familiar spirit by the witch of Endor.
Yeah.